Easy podcast. I F up the beginning of it. So the Easy Montreal Visual.
Easy Montreal Art.
There we go.
Easy Montreal Art podcast.
It's an easy podcast because it's hosted and produced and you can hear Eloi Desjardins and Chris Zeke's hand. That's why the name Easy. And we talk about art. And this episode 5 or 6.
Yeah, something like that. I think you're counting differently than I am.
That's right. Which is going to be a two-parter again.
Oh, we want to do two parts.
Yeah, it's going to be a two-part. Like, one part is going to be in the podcast. And for those on the internet, they can go into CISM. And they can download the second part of Français with music. But we will do that when we end the first part.
Okay.
So anyway, so in this episode, we are about 1 week away, kind of, sort of the election of maybe a new government in Montreal and Quebec.
It is a new government coming in.
We don't know, probably. But also it's going to be the official fall season openings for Montreal. There's already some shows open that are still considered of the fall season. And even as we speak, there's a bunch of fall preview articles that been put out. So the title of this episode is called The Pros and Cons About Fall Previews.
Because as you might suspect, I definitely have an opinion that is contrary to what Elwaz is about fall previews.
Yeah.
Or spring previews. Or winter previews.
Or preview previews. Okay, so before we start talking about opinion, let's go with a definition. What is a fall preview or winter preview or spring preview or summer preview? What are they? What are those articles? And they are a recurring, you know, paper. They're usually got a lot of visibilities and they usually well follow. So basically they give an overview of what's going to happen in a season, in that case fall, and they usually showcase like the not what to miss show, because as everybody know, nobody know what the show are going to look like, so they don't know which one is going to be good shows or bad shows, but they usually try to give a listing of promising artists or venue or, you know, something that should be, they're a bit of a prediction of what should be good.
That to me is where they screw up entirely, because this is from like a previous era when it was actually like, you'd have newspapers or magazines being the de facto place to get your information on what was art, what was good, what wasn't. But now it's a sort of thing where the newspapers like Le Devoir are not the places to get your information anymore about what's good or what's not. And so to me, it's just a useless listing of thing that ends up being more political than anything else, because it's just the sort of thing where people sort of say, oh, my name got in print. Ooh, I'm feeling really good. And
we'll get political in a few seconds. That was my second point, but I'll just underline that Rentrée culturelle in Montreal, and I guess all over North America, and in the autumn is where, you know, there's a bunch of new students that comes, and it's always very popular there. I mean, all those opening either for all preview for cinema, art, theater, a lot of people will get them, and sometimes even people who are interested in different cultural scene will read those preview just to see, you know, if this year will be the year that they get the bite for dance or theater. But they do have a political or editorial, aspect to those papers or article, or, you know, as we speak, they're going to do the same exercise in radio and television, because they try to tend to give an ensemble view of what's going to happen, and they try to pick up or sense some global theme that will be recurring. So they try to, again, in that prediction exercise, they'll try to see some tendencies that might happen. And in that way, I think they have a very editorial or political or social issue that they will try to underline in those, you know, analysts of what's going on, which is totally speculative. But, you know,
that to me is what they were doing 25 years ago. The articles we see in Le Devoir, doesn't thematically link anything together, and there are glaring holes in it that I've seen in La Presse as well, where they at least have some sort of unity in saying that it's museum stuff.
Yeah.
It's a sort of thing where there's still glaring holes in it, and they don't, to me, it's 20 years ago when, that Vie des Arts was the Bible of, contemporary art here in Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, their thing on the rentrée very, very important. But to me, it's the sort of thing nowadays, the writers just don't have enough space to do it and to come up with something. It's like, I like this art intake that you pointed out to me, but again, they're trying to copy a bad formula as opposed to coming up with something that is much more. I'd love to see somebody write an article saying, okay, so this artist, and this gallery, and that museum, these are the common threads between them all.
They kind of try to do that. They're trying to put those little essay. They rarely succeed. Is it because of space? Because, you know, there's political issue. They want to please everybody. They don't want to miss everybody. But they in try to do that, I think they do the complete opposite.
I'd much personally prefer to take that space that they're using for talking about the preview and dedicate it to a review. There's more art than you can shake a stick at happening in town.
But if there were just a review, I don't think that as many people will read it as if it's a follow-up review. I think people get quote-unquote excited about it and they'll read about it. But
to me, what purpose does it serve if it's just fluff?
Selling newspaper. That's what they do. And before we go into like what's been published, I just wanted to go back on the role of an art critic, and it's talking about those showcase or those follow-up review. They are highly promotional, and that I think that's what you don't like about it, because they're not very analytical and they're not very informational. They're pretty much promotional, and you know. So is that a good thing or a bad thing? So
I'm shaking my head vigorously, and that is exactly what I don't like about them.
So let's talk about a little, you know, aparte in things. So what are art critics? And I'm talking about what's been discussed in
a conference.
It was done by Erin Stern, Musée d'Art Contemporain de Montréal. It was done about 5 years ago by etc. Isabelle Large, who directed it, and was the art critic, what is his role, and what seems to be a general idea of what is the critic in contemporary. So first of all, art critics are not journalists, even if they work for journals, and you know, they seem to take a journalistic approach. They're not journalists. They have subjectivity, and objectivity is not their principal mandate, and they don't report news. So they have three main roles. First of all, it's information. So they need to show the who, the what, the when, the why, and the how. And in they need to put that information out there, and it always involves a selection, which they don't always justify it, but you know, to decide like, you know, who get that information showcase, they went to selection because they can't showcase. So a second role of the art critic is the evaluation. The evaluation means, is it good? Is it bad? Why not? That's very important part of an art critic. And if you look back to when the art critic started before, but you know, the way we have the best example would be Jacques Diderot during the Les Salons Royal, which won the Academy. Jacques Diderot was the one who was talking about, it was writing the first catalog, and it was writing essays about why those artists are good artists or bad artists, and what have those very now famous essays about, you know, what is good art and what is bad art. And also in the role, that we'd like it or not, they do have a promotional, you know, role.
I disagree. You disagree with that last one, and I'd also add in one more point.
Yes.
And that is, because is that the three main points? Because to me, beyond just evaluating, you also want to somehow give it pertinence. And why, not only say this is good art, this is bad art, but why is this art important and significant? Or why is this art not important and not significant? Which is a slight variation on saying
on evaluation, but that we like it or not, if we say that an exhibition is good or an exhibition is bad, just by putting the information out there, we do promote that show. Like people that read or hear or watch or get note of that, you know, critic will be more likely to see or not see that show. So in that we like it or not, there is a promotional aspect.
Because
they try to discern it.
No, because there's, for the most part, the reviews that I read.
Yep.
Are all in places and places and shows that either I'm not going to be able to get to.
Yep.
Or that have already closed, and so it's impossible to see.
But you will pay attention next time that artist.
Yes, exactly.
Or that venue. So, they still have a promotional. aspect of it. It's implied. Mm-hmm. It's not always, but you know, it's still there. So, but so.
Yeah. What reviews do you read? What are the ones that like the critics? The critics that you follow and think are the best ones around.
The best one around in Montreal?
Anywhere.
I never asked myself this question. That'll be a next discussion.
Okay, because there's it's I know that I regularly read The New Yorker.
Uh-huh.
And Peter, I'm not going to be able to pronounce his last name.
Uh-huh.
It's S-Z-C-C-H, and I think it is okay. How it starts off, E-D-A, Shezdal or something like that.
Okay.
And he's absolutely phenomenal. It's also in the New York Review of Books, where they don't have they do have a specific art critic. However, for the most part, they review catalogs along with exhibitions,
mm-hmm.
and they're just the quality of stuff that they do is absolutely phenomenal. Unfortunately, there's a serious focus only on American art,
which
is unfortunate. But given it's a New York Review of Books, it makes sense.
Yep.
And then there's Grace, what's her name from the New York Times?
I don't follow New York media. Sorry.
And then she's married. The guy she's married to, whose name escapes me right now, that he used to be the art critic, and he's absolutely hilarious.
Uh-huh.
He used to be the art critic for New York Magazine, and I think that he got canned, and he's now writing someplace else. But he's lots of fun. And then to me, the reviews you read in the New York Times are all just a series of political things in terms mm-hmm. of who, which all, it's sort of like, okay, we've arrived.
So,
but no, I definitely would like to talk to you about who.
Sure. What is a good and a bad critic? That'll be for next mm-hmm. time. But let's go back to Fall Preview 2012 mm-hmm. in Montreal
yes.
in contemporary art, because that mm-hmm. that's what we do. That's yep. our shtick. so far, there have been three of those Fall Review, and first of all, there's I'll go. They're not chronologically, but I'll go by one. I wrote this one. Oh, I guess we could do it chronologically. So the first one I always was Art Intake. So it's a blog. Mm-hmm. It is quite brief, but it got some variety, we could say. So they try to showcase a bit of everything.
Yes. That's a variety in the French terminology as opposed to the English.
Okay, diversity. Then. Got mm-hmm. a nice diversity.
Yes.
So it was the first time I read about Art Intake. Mm-hmm. And not say that I was thrilled, you know, was pleased that there's something, there's another voice, especially mm-hmm. in the Anglophone, you know, media, which is in Montreal, which is diminishing, what mm-hmm. I could say. That was my opinion about it. What was your opinion about it?
There was just scattered, to me it seemed scattershot and all over the place. Plus, given who they mentioned, they were serious holes. In terms of, I don't mind it if somebody says, okay, these are the ones that I'm paying attention to, which is what they did, and sort of talking about what's happening at Pierre-François Villette, SAS, Clark, Vox, the Phi Center, and Parisian Laundry,
mm-hmm.
which are pretty much all of a certain level, shall we say, of galleries. They're all established galleries, been around for everybody, but the Phi Center have been around for over 10 years, and Phi Center, just because it's got a humongous amount of money behind it, is sort of instantaneous establishment. But the problem I found is with, because they mentioned the SAS show.
Uh-huh.
And there it's, SAS is taking part in this whole Swiss exchange thing. And Art Intake didn't mention that at all.
No.
And then in the Clark Gallery, and Clark's taking part in this whole Brooklyn exchange thing.
We're going to talk about it.
And Art Intake didn't mention it at all. And so that's sort of like saying, okay, I'm going to go, cross the street and only remember to look right. I'm not going to look left. It's nice. It's a nice thing. But yeah, if you're going to do a preview, I'd much prefer to see it be a little bit more.
Okay, so that's in the Art Intake. We'll put the link into the show notes.
I'm going to be putting links for every place that gets mentioned.
Yep. Frizzy's pretty good about this, and I think we're getting better at this internet.
Yes.
So talking about something that they really tried to do a little more complete version is Le Devoir. They had a two-parter.
Hold on one second. Before we get into Le Devoir,
you
should also mention, besides mentioning the galleries, do you have a list of who is playing at the various places they mentioned at Art Intake?
No.
Okay. Let me see if I can pull it up quickly. Because that would be nice, because besides mentioning the galleries, mentioning...
Oh, and people can read.
The artists.
People can read.
Okay. There we are. Hold on. One second. I will edit this out.
But no, I'm going to do the editing this week because, you know, I'll be going to the radio for my first show, so I'll do all the editing.
Okay.
So we can have a crystal clear quality. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's there. There's the Kent Monkman, who's at Pierre François Goulet. Then there's the Peter Gnass collection. Collection Imaginaire de Peter Gnass at SAS. Amanda Dawn Christie at Clark. Trevor Gould at Vox Photo. He's been a busy guy.
Yep.
Sylvain Boutillet at Trois Points. Lucky Dragons at the Phi Center. Rick Leong and Dean Baldwin at Parisian Laundry. Janet Biggs at the Musée d'Art Contemporain. And then there's the opening event for the Montreal Brooklyn thing at La Sala Rosa, which is on October 18th.
Okay.
Yeah, of those, by the way, also, any of them strike your fancy? If you were coming up with your preview.
Me?
Yeah, which ones?
I'll do it on my radio show, you know, but I'll do a verbatim also, so we'll be part of it. So, yes, the Easy Podcast will have its fall preview counterpart. Mm-hmm. Which I think we got the good role, so we can treat everybody and decide to come with a better one. Mm-hmm. So talking about Le Devoir, where they did a two-part show. Only one of it is available online. The other part, you need to buy it, the newspaper, which is actually $2, $2.50, mm-hmm. which is... So one part was done by Jérôme Delgado. We talked about museum. And the other part is done by Marie-Ève Charron, and she talked about art centers and galleries. We're not going to talk about Jérôme Delgado because, you know, my people might not have bought the magazine, mm-hmm. and La Presse that we're going to talk in a few minutes, going to go, you know, museum shows are very similar. But Marie-Ève Charron, she did a bit of Art Center, a bit of gallery, a bit of university gallery, and she cherry-picked stuff that she thought was interesting. But before you give your opinion, I must say that, you know, to have that two author talking about two different, you know, field of art available in Montreal and Quebec, because they go over just not Montreal but like the province itself, I think it was quite complete. It's the most complete fall preview I've.
Having two writers as opposed to one definitely makes it more complete. I'm not so certain because my completes tend to be more like comprehensive.
Okay.
And there
comprehensive,
are,
I think that's right.
So. And yeah, it's the sort of thing where. While Marie, I appreciate what she's doing in explaining stuff and dealing with both commercial galleries and artist-run centers and university galleries and Maisons de la Culture as well, I still think it would have been better served just to have line listings of this is what's coming up, because it's looking at what she chose and knowing what else is out there that she didn't choose, realizing that there's some large holes, as you would expect me to say.
I can say about listing, as I'm working kind of on a project of a map for Montreal that will try to put all what I think interesting galleries and shows and a little of a listing, it would be quite exhaustive and it would be quite a lot of work to do. And it wouldn't have its place in a newspaper, I believe so.
It depends.
But it could be done, wasn't it? So that was Marie-Ève Charron at Le Devoir. That was this Saturday, so it was the 25th. Mm-hmm. 25th. And an article that was also printed this weekend, but they only make it available on Monday, is during La Presse, during Éric Clément, which is, you know, I'm sure he's a nice guy, but as an art critic, he's not from the art world, and he sometimes doesn't seem to have a clue. But, you know... Different point of view.
Although for a fall preview, you don't need to clue. You just compile your press releases together, and you then rephrase them slightly, and you're good to go.
So for La Presse, for Eric Clément, he didn't only he only did a museum review, and he did mostly Quebec, but he did a bit of Trans-Canada, because I think he did showcase a bit of show at the AGO and at...
No, he didn't mention the AGO.
Ottawa?
No, he did, which one? The Ottawa. He did the National Gallery in Joliet. Musée National des Beaux-Arts du Québec. Yeah.
And it's quite a cut and paste, of press release. Yeah. And not very inspiring as an article. What was your opinion
on that? There, to me, it's the same thing. We're looking that he was doing museums. Mm-hmm. It's where he did the Musée des Beaux-Arts, as I said, the Musée National des Beaux-Arts du Québec, the Musée d'Art Contemporain, the McCord, the National Gallery, and the Musée d'Art de Joliette. He missed the CCA. The Musée d'Art Contemporain des Laurentides, the Musée d'Art Saint-Hilaire, the Musée de Civilisation, and then also, the other thing that I sort of find really silly is you go to the SMQ, which is the Société des Musées du Québec, and their definitions of museums is so sort of just loose that there are, according to them, 18 art museums in Montreal.
That's to be seen.
But yeah, to me, the biggest thing was, and if he's talking about museums in Montreal, to me, the best one right now is the CCA. Head and shoulders above absolutely everybody else in town. And to miss them in your fall preview just is egregious.
Two major, quote-unquote, newspaper didn't print or released a fall preview. That would be the Gazette and Voir. And I'm not looking forward too much about the Gazette, not that it does a bad job, but John Paul is just John Paul-ish.
I'm nodding my head in agreement.
Like you said, it's not my Kool-Aid. Mm-hmm. And then Nicolas Mavrikakis, he's been very irregular with his critique in Le Voir. I don't think it's his fault. I think part of it is the way Le Voir is getting run right now. So it'll be interesting to see if he get a fall preview this Thursday. If he doesn't, it'll be good indication of how serious, you know, how serious Le Voir think about visual art in Montreal, which I think would be a great loss compared to he's been there for 15 years. So he's been the longest running regular art critic in Montreal. So did he either you like or not is his opinion. Or his person, you know, I think it would be great loss if we doesn't have his regular tribune. Your opinion, Mr. You keep on nodding.
I will do my best to, which won't I not say anything libelous. But okay. It is no, the sort of thing where, yeah, I agree with you entirely that Voir has no, which won't precious little visual arts coverage anymore. Although, given that I haven't picked up a paper version of Voir in probably about 5 years.
Okay.
Their online content, mm-hmm. is it the same exact as the paper, or is it...
Sometimes they produce it online, then you would see the next week, you would see it on the printed paper.
Okay, because that's the sort of thing where it's... I'm also thinking in terms of, because more and more stuff is going online, it's the sort of thing where the Mirror has now morphed into this Cult Montreal website, where they do a good job of covering the visual arts.
Oh, really?
And they will have longer reviews. They still haven't quite gotten out of that 500-word thing yet.
Uh-huh.
But, and then, as you pointed out, art intake. And so it's a sort of thing, to me, Voir itself, yeah.
So that's like, you know, la rentrée automnale as we see it. Mm-hmm. How long is it? 20 minutes. That's going to be a short one.
No, so, I got lots more I can talk about, because we haven't gone into, other than discussing it in general, haven't discussed any of the specifics about what they're showing.
You want to go in the French part or the English part?
I think we can do both.
Okay, because my French part is much more structured. So
how about we do a loosey-goosey, unstructured one in English?
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what are you looking for the fall thing, you know,
well, there
on top of your head, stuff that you really look forward to look?
No, there it's actually not off the top of my head, because one of the things that I did today was, after you sent me the links, I very deliberately went through and started looking for everything else that was happening that hadn't been hadn't been written about.
Yep.
And I realized I ran out of time, because I wasn't able to get to the Maison de la Couture. We're probably going to have a bunch of good shows.
Mm-hmm.
There's no real comprehensive commercial listing of commercial space, although I did find a very nice one called Montreal Review that seems to have not a half bad listing of commercial spaces.
Okay.
And then the Arsenal as well. But as far as what I came across, the whole Swiss trade stuff.
Yeah, that Maison de la Culture Frontenac, which is a trade between artists from Switzerland and then Montreal, and they try on the folkloric image of Switzerland done by Quebecois and vice versa, the way of folkloric image of, we have a Quebecois, you know, Sugar Shack and Lumberjack. That's what I heard so far.
Mm-hmm. And to me, that sounds very, very cool. It's a sort of thing in the past. I think it was with the Maison de la Couture. They traded with, or they brought in regions. And so there was they did the Gaspésie, or the Charlevoix.
Bitibitimiskaming.
And then the one before that.
And was Le Saguenay.
Okay, yes, Le Saguenay.
But that's part of Accès Culture Montréal. That's not Maison de la Culture, it's Accès Culture Montréal, that in collaboration with Maison de la Culture, they do that project and then they collaborate with their circuit.
Okay, so the Swiss thing isn't part of Accès?
Swiss thing, I think they directly approach Maison de la Culture
and
vice versa.
Okay, because that one looks really cool to me.
Yeah.
There's also, where did it go here?
There's one, Limzik Montreal, also Maison de la Culture NDG. You probably don't know about it, but as we speak, there's five German artist living in my parents' place, that they're gonna have an exchange between Leipzig, which is a Germany city, mm-hmm. And Montreal. So they're gonna be 10 artists, 5 from Leipzig, 5 from Germany. They're gonna have a show this September 1st at Maison de Culture Notre-Dame-de-Grâce. And then in 2013, they're gonna have another show in Leipzig, Germany. So another exchange.
Who are the lucky artists going out there? Do you know?
Yeah, I know them, but they're mostly master students.
Okay. No, but there it's which one that article.
Oh yeah.
Which one? They got a Mike Alexiez show that's starting up, which to me looks very, very cool.
I think already open.
I would have to check that up, but I don't know. And then yeah, the CCA with ABC Montreal, that I'm looking forward to immensely. Because that's where they did this open call to just the general public, mm-hmm. saying we're doing an abécédaire of Montreal, and they're looking to have I don't know who is really going to filter through it, but that they are extremely good at what they do, I'm certain that everything in it is it's just going to be a very, very interesting show. There's also at Art 45, they're doing Gabor Selassie,
yep,
which is going to be a nice one. There's, or what I'm thinking is going to be a nice one because just he takes good pictures. And then at De Bellefeuille, they have this thing called Beyond Realism, where they're photorealism. And mm-hmm. apparently somebody's taking it to even beyond photorealism, is mm-hmm. at least what the press release says.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard about it. I'm not a big fan of Bellefeuille, but you know.
To me, it's fan or not fan, it's just being open to all the art out there.
Good at that. Mm-hmm. I look forward, of course, to the Brooklyn Montreal, but I guess we'll be talking about that. There's two new galleries that open. This one opened this summer, and one will be open this fall as Yves Charbonneau, which used to be a dealer, like one of the salesperson at Division. He opened a gallery at Balgo, and there was called Alexandre Extavian. I have a hard time pronouncing his name. And he's opened a gallery, and he's supposed to be only have political issues.
This is the one that was mentioned in Le Devoir?
Yep.
Antoine Ertaskian.
Ertaskian, there you go. So that's what I look forward. And you know, beside the rest, what do you look forward? I look forward for the Milutin Gubash at Musée d'Art de Joliette and Orange at Saint-Hyacinthe. So those would be my four thing I'm looking for.
Okay.
But we'll go into it a little further.
Okay.
But then what's missing in your full paper? You got all that stuff written.
There's a sort of thing where it's just in terms of there are, easily as in my list, I have over 400 places to go see art in town and trying to organize it all together and say, okay, this is what to me it's more. This is another reason why I'm not a big fan of like the fall preview thing, because it's mostly, I say, okay, on Friday afternoons, I'm going to go look at art.
Okay.
And then look at what's playing then.
Yep.
And then make up my mind. And so it's whether it's fall, whether it's winter, whether it's summer, it's not like I'm going to say, oh my God, I got to go out with my mark down on my calendar that on this day I'm going to the Musée des Beaux-Arts to see the stuff, the Impressionists. It's just, what is the best
stuff? We'll talk about the Impressionists.
What is the best stuff that's playing when I'm going to see art? Okay. And so to me, seasons don't really matter, and it's what's good this week.
You're intemporal. Tu es intemporel. Mm-hmm. So what do you do not look forward to see? And you know that you will have to see, but you're going to say, you know what, it's really because I gave myself in the butt. And
there it's this Brooklyn-Montreal thing where to me it's just too much hype has been put into it.
Yeah.
Given that it's being organized by Clark and the Musée d'Art Contemporain, as far as I know, it's a sort of thing where
Galerie de Lucam.
And it's going to be way too theoretical and have extremely high theoretical content. And while I understand and realize that there is a place for theoretical and conceptual art, to me, it's...
Okay.
it's not an easy thing for me to... I can think of way better ways to change the world and get people to appreciate art. I'm a much bigger fan of stuff which is much more visceral than cerebral.
Mm-hmm. But we'll talk a little more. I want to hear more, especially from from a New Yorker. Mm-hmm.
Now there's also within there. It's the sort of thing of that whole performance art thing, which thankfully I'm not in Rouen, Quebec City, because performance art is also another sort of...
but I'll probably miss that. Something I don't look forward for is the ABC, the CCA. I keep on missing those shows, and every time I go, I'm always you know, I always go very backward to the CCA. So, but I'll go again. Maybe I'll be surprised.
Now, there's the sort of thing where, to me, it's the sort of thing where their exhibits
yep.
are designed almost like exploded catalogs. And that they definitely have a point to make.
Okay.
And while it's not exactly, contemporary art per yep. se, but contemporary art is part of it and so on. And it's just, it's very, didactic in terms of they have their point to make and they're going to emphasize it. And at which point you got to then go through and read all the wall tags and stick around to watch the films and so on. And it's the ABC, it's just, because that is... Yeah, they're looking to just say, we are Montreal, and this is how Montreal is seen by the Montrealers.
Yeah, I don't look very much forward to okay. love text on walls, but anyways.
But that's what I think. I don't think the ABC Montreal is going to have text on walls.
No?
No, I think it's more going to be just a sort of immersive experience would be my guess.
We'll go check it out, mm-hmm. and we'll talk on the Easy Podcast. Yeah, how about that?
No, that also, it doesn't start until November, so you have time.
Yeah, no worries. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that was the fall preview mm-hmm. at the English part of the Easy Podcast. It's close to half an hour. If you want to have the most comprehensive, that's the way of seeing it, mm-hmm. you need to go, we'll put the link right on it, but you're going to go onto the CISM Un Show de Matar podcast, which is going to be an archive of a radio show. You need to listen to the music, and you got to listen in French to get a more comprehensive view, because as we take it, we go part by part, which show mm-hmm. are going to go in more details about shows in museum in Montreal, shows in museum outside of Montreal. We're going to go about, you know, art run centers and galleries, and then we're going to go about event, and it's going to be more of a, more for a neophyte to everybody, mm-hmm. like, kind of, so you go check it out. If not, you can reach us at our regular address, either be at zeke@zeke.com or at eloi@unchaudematard.net. And what else?
Hold on one second.
Sure.
Because my computer is running out of power and apparently this one isn't working. Okay, I'm going to shut down.
Shut down?
Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry about that.
No problem. And all, if you want to read about the Devoir, La Presse, or the Art Intake, all the links are going to be in show notes. Mm-hmm. If not, we'll be back in about 2 weeks. So, bonne rentrée culturelle. And then we'll see, and we'll actually talk about shows. That will be
yes.
where we usually excel. So, that was the Easy Podcast. That was Éloi Desjardins. And on my right,
Chris Zeke Hand.
All right, thank you very much.